we've noticed there was a big hole in veteran care. There was the big charities do lots of stuff. Help for Heroes do the guys that's lost legs and arms. Combat Stress are up to their eyes in it, and they can't treat anybody who's drinking. So we thought, why don't we sort out the drinking problem? And we quickly found out with all the research that we've done that alcohol is the biggest problem that the veteran faces, and bar none. And if you've got a bit of post-traumatic stress disorder thrown in for good measure, you end up possibly within the criminal justice system. So that's what we leapt on. What our primary job is, and we're doing it at the moment on behalf of the government, is helping to stop reoffending by veterans within the criminal justice system. And we do that by going into the prisons, one in Hampshire, and identify the veterans, help them out, and say to them, look, when you come out, what do you want to do? And we make that happen for them. They get a mentor, and then that mentor stays with them for 12 months after they've come out of prison. So they've got someone to speak to, and we arrange all the other bits and pieces. They don't get preferential treatment. The government are going all out to stop reoffending. It makes sense for everybody. And we say, if you're a veteran and you've broken the law, do the time. But we want to just help you not to do it again.
Obviously, you've only been going for 6 months, but from the contact you've had so far with veterans, what's the reception been like?
Well, the reception from the veterans we're helping has been fantastic. When we're in the prisons, they say, thank heavens we've got someone in now we can speak to that we know is going to do something. Before, your various charities pop in and out, but now we've got government approval to look after them. They're quite happy, and it's less confusing. Who do I phone up? There's a million phone numbers. Now they've got one phone number, and they're quite happy with that. The interesting thing is, but not surprising, is the public have taken to this. You'd think, how dare they help criminals? But no, they're not thinking that. They're thinking, what a good idea to stop people who have broke the law from doing it again. And a lot of these guys in prisons, on the visit one turned round to Goose and said to him, I believe you're going back to your base in Hereford on Saturday to see the boys. He said, yes, I am. He said, from all of us in this prison, all us veterans, will you tell them that we're sorry and we let the side down? Now, you can work with people like that, can't you?
Absolutely. Yeah. And the work that you do with those veterans with to stop them reoffending, I mean, what's...
Keep them locked up.
Well, I was going to say, what sort of form does it take? I mean, obviously, you talk about going into the prisons, but then after they're released as well.
Yeah, after they're released, we just become their mates. And they'll have their own mentor. So if they have a problem, they can phone up and say, look, I'm really struggling to get this job. I'm having a bit of a problem with a CV. Someone's put me rent up. We think about moving. We've got problems with the kids at school. My wife's fell over. All of those problems that they had problem dealing with, that they used to get done for them in the military, now we can we'll do that for them. We don't promise them anything. They don't get special treatment. They just get a road back to a normal life.
And it's that support, and you think that knowing somebody's there in the background that
yeah,
that
giving someone back their self-worth and giving them some hope. 99.9% of people who leave the military are exactly the person you want to employ because they're fantastic. A very, very small number fall through the cracks.
Just tell me a little bit about your involvement. Why did you want to get involved?
Years ago, when I was a young, thin comedian, I went over to Northern Ireland about 1976, I think, and entertained the troops. And I quite liked these young lads, and then I did more shows. And then, of course, the Falklands War. And by then, I was famous. And so I wrote to the government and said, if you want me to entertain the troops from now on in, I'm free. And so I've never charged money to entertain the armed forces. And I've stayed in touch with all my friends from the army. And I still see the ones, even the ones that lost their lives, I still go and visit. I make time for that. And now when I see one of the guys was in prison, I gave him his regimental tie. I said, well, you're coming out next week, wear this tie, this will look after you and you look after it. And the veterans liaison officer wrote to me and said that prisoner went back to his room with a swagger that a military man should have.
How much do you think it helps having people like yourself and Simon Weston, who are known to everybody, to put a public face on the charity?
Well, Simon and I can certainly open a door, but we care passionately about the charity.